Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of sunshine in a sometimes overcast world. Welcome back to Depression Fight to Win Every Morning. Today's topic. Cultivating gratitude, because let's face it, life can get pretty gloomy if we're constantly focusing on what's missing, right? Ever felt like you're stuck in a cycle of complaining about the weather, traffic, or that one burnt toast incident this morning? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a secret weapon against that negativity, and it's not a magical unicorn. It's gratitude. You see, gratitude isn't just saying thank you when your grandma gives you another sweater you won't wear or love your grandma. It's about actively shifting your focus to the good stuff, the little things that often get overlooked in our busy lives. Think of it like this. Life is a giant buffet, and we spend most of our time complaining about the missing dessert options. But there are tons of delicious appetizers, main courses, and even some tasty sides we're neglecting. Gratitude is all about savoring those other flavors, the sunshine on your skin, that amazing cup of coffee you just had, or even a good laugh with a friend. So how do we actually cultivate this gratitude superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. The journaling habit. Ever notice how much better you feel after writing down your thoughts and feelings? Well, journaling about the things you're grateful for can be a game changer. Seriously, even 5 minutes each day can make a difference. Think about it every morning before you even get out of bed. Jot down 3 things you're thankful for. It could be as simple as your comfy bed, a loving pet, or that hilarious meme you saw yesterday. 2. Mindful moments. We live in a world of constant distractions, phones buzzing, emails popping up, the news cycle spinning like a washing machine on high speed. But to truly appreciate the good stuff, we need to be present. Try incorporating mindful moments into your day. Take a few deep breaths while enjoying that cup of coffee, really listen to the birds singing, or savor the taste of your lunch. This is about slowing down and actively noticing the beauty around you. 3. The compliment connection. Ever felt good after receiving a compliment? Well, giving them out can be just as powerful. Not only does it brighten someone else's day, but it also shifts your focus to the positive qualities in others. So, go ahead, tell the friend how much you admire their creativity, thank your barista for their friendly smile, or let your coworker know you appreciate their hard work. 4. Celebrate the small victories. We often get so caught up in chasing big goals that we forget to celebrate the small wins along the way. Did you finally finish that book you've been meaning to read? Did you manage to exercise for 30 minutes today? Give yourself a pat on the back. These little achievements add up and are worth acknowledging. Remember, progress over perfection, people. 5. Reframe negative thoughts. This one takes a bit of practice, but trust me, it's worth it. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, try to reframe that thought in a more positive light. Instead of "I can't believe I forgot my keys again," think, "Well, at least I have a backup set." Or, "This is a good reminder to be more organized next time." Let me tell you about the situation that happened to me last week. I was feeling overwhelmed with deadlines and projects. You know the drill. I was getting ready for a meeting with a big client, my mind racing with all the possible scenarios. I started walking around my office, complaining about everything: the noisy coffee machine, the lack of sunlight in the room, even the way that annoying paperclip kept falling out of its holder. Then, I stopped myself mid-rant and thought, "Hunter, what are you doing? This isn't helping anything." So, I took a deep breath, looked around my office, and started listing things I was grateful for: my comfy chair, the inspiring artwork on the wall, even the fresh flowers someone had left me. Suddenly, my mood shifted. The world didn't magically fix itself, but my perspective did. I felt more calm, focused, and ready to tackle that meeting. See what I mean? It's all about shifting our focus. So, here's the takeaway: cultivating gratitude isn't just some feel-good exercise, it's a powerful tool for boosting your mood, managing stress, and living a more fulfilling life. Start incorporating these tips today, and watch your happiness level soar. Remember, you have the power to choose your perspective. Choose gratitude, choose positivity, and choose to win every morning. And as always, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share this episode with someone who could use a dose of sunshine. Until tomorrow, keep fighting those blues and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.